when it comes to the legacy of boarding schools in Alaska. Playwright Jack Dalton says some people still struggle to make sense of it. The era when mandatory schooling separated many Native students from their families and forced them to conform to Western culture. Dalton says for Alaska Natives who lived through the trauma, it can be difficult to talk about. And he says for white people who've only heard about the abuse, it can be hard to imagine. That's why Dalton wrote Assimilation, his acclaimed play Coming to Nome this weekend. Set in an alternate future, the show explores the difficulty of history of boarding schools, but with the roles reversed.
In Assimilation, the boarding schools are run by the Natives, and it's whites that are being assimilated into Native culture. I did it this way because if Native people see the play, I don't want them to be re-traumatized. I don't want them to see themselves on stage being abused. I also wanted white people to be able to experience, even if it's just for 2 hours and 15 minutes, what it's like to be in that kind of situation.
Dalton says his show flips the script in another way as well, by encouraging people to talk about this part of Alaska's past rather than keep it hidden.
Traditionally, you did not talk about bad things. And when you look at the survival requirements prior to the modern world, you can understand why it was important not to dwell on negative things, because it would actually take away from your ability to survive. Now that we're in the modern times and survival is a lot more attainable, this tradition of not talking about bad things is now causing a great deal more trauma and pain. So talking about these things now is actually very, very vital to our survival.
The emphasis on healing through discussion is new for Assimilation. When the play first premiered in Anchorage 5 years ago, and when it opened for a second run in 2013, Dalton says post-performance talkbacks allowed audience members to only ask questions of the playwright and the actors. During the statewide tour that's going on right now, however, Dalton says each show is followed up by a true sharing circle, where audience members can connect with one another, discussing both the play and their personal experiences. Sean Arnold says that type of dialogue is critical for the Nome community.
Nome Belts was at one time a boarding school, two or three generations ago, and we still have that legacy here. And it just really sounded like something that was meaningful for our community and for our students to hear about.
Arnold is the superintendent of Nome Public Schools, which partnered with the Nome Arts Council and Koweric Wellness to bring the play to town. In addition to two community shows, Arnold says the Assimilation cast will perform for students at Nome Belts. It will be the first time the play is performed at the site of a former boarding school. Given its heavy material, Dalton says he was surprised and excited to learn the school district was on board with an uncensored performance.
The response I got was amazing. They said, all of these kids know about cuss words. All of these kids know about racial slurs. All of these kids know all of these things, but we haven't yet had a chance to put it in a context that makes it very meaningful for these young people. And the play is something that can do that.
And not just for young people either. Elder Frank Kaverluk Sr. grew up in Elam and Koyuk before attending boarding schools in Wrangell and Nome. While he says he had a positive experience at the William E. Belts Boarding School, the predecessor of Nome Belts, he says he knows classmates who did not. And now he says he's looking forward to seeing the play and talking more about the impact of boarding schools.
I know some of the ones that went through that experience and did not realize that they went through something like that until now. But I'm glad that it's being brought out in the open to help these people heal. I'm sure it's something that they need to release and not hold.
Nome Elementary School will host two performances of Assimilation this weekend, one on Saturday at 7 o'clock in the evening, another on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted. Nome Belts will host the third performance on Monday, and then the play's tour will continue, including a performance in Unalakleet on December 5th.